بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين أما بعد. Respected elders and dear brothers, in yesterday's verse we had recited, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had mentioned that from amongst the different groups of disbelievers, that group who would have the most amount of affinity with the believers, who would be most accepting of the people of Iman, and those who would be most likely to accept Islam were the Nasara, the Christians. And on the other hand, those who would be the most hostile, have the most amount of enmity for the people of Iman and Islam would be Al-Yahud wal-Ladina Ashraku, the Jews and the polytheists, the Mushrikeen, the idol worshippers. And we mentioned that this was found to be true in the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The most amount of opposition that he faced was firstly from the Mushrikeen of Makkah Mukarrama, the Quraysh. And we have heard many incidents of the persecution and suffering of the people of Iman at their hands. And thereafter in Madinah Munawwara, the Yahud of Madinah Munawwara would also oppose Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. On the other hand, the Nasara, as is in the incident or the case of Najashi, they had more affinity with the people of Iman, and they were more likely to accept Islam. So when the incident of Najashi, which we began yesterday, and in the opening verses of the 7th Juz, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about this incident. Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam, during the early days in Makkah Mukarramah, when the persecution became too much for the people of Iman, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sent a delegation from Makkah Mukarramah to Abyssinia. Najashi was the ruler of Abyssinia at that time. Ja'far bin Abi Talib radiallahu anhu was at the head of that delegation. And they went to Najashi and they asked him for protection. They asked him if they could live in his land so that they could escape the persecution, the torment of the Quraysh. The Quraysh, upon hearing this, they sent their own delegation to Najashi, hoping that he would hand over the Muslims and they would then be able to bring them back to Makkah Mukarramah. So when Ja'far bin Abi Talib radiallahu anhu was called in the court of Najashi, he began to read a few verses of Quran to him. So this is the 7th Juz speaks about this, that وَإِذَا سَمِعُوا مَا أُنزِلَ إِلَى الرَّسُولِ تَرَى أَعْيُنَهُمْ تَفِيضُ مِنَ الدَّمْعِ مِمَّا عَرَفُوا مِنَ الْحَقِّ. That when they hear that which has been revealed to the messenger, in other words, when the Quran is recited to them and they hear these verses, تَرَىٰ أَعْيُنَهُمْ, you see their eyes overflowing with tears. Why? Due to the truth which they now recognize. So their hearts were soft, they were capable of accepting, of understanding the Quran. And then what do they say? The moment they recognize this is the truth, يَقُولُونَ رَبَّنَا آمَنَّا فَاكْتُبْنَا مَعَ الشَّاهِدِينَ. They say, oh our Rabb, we have accepted, we have believed, so you record us to be amongst those who bear testimony. In other words, those who acknowledge your oneness and your divinity. وَمَا لَنَا لَا نُؤْمِنُ بِاللَّهِ وَمَا جَاءَنَا مِنَ الْحَقِّ. And thereafter Najashi and his people said that why should we not believe in Allah and the truth which has come to us, this Quran. وَنَطْمَعُ أَن يُدْخِلَنَا رَبُّنَا مَعَ الْقَوْمِ الصَّالِحِينَ. Whereas we have this desire that our Lord must include us amongst the righteous people. In other words, we want to be part of the group of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We want to enter into Jannah with him and his companions. So why should we reject his message? Why should we not accept and believe? So upon saying this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala now explains what is the reward for these people. فَأَثَابَهُمُ اللَّهُ بِمَا قَالُوا جَنَّاتٍ تَجْرِي مِن تَحْتِهَا الْأَنْهَارِ خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا. Allah has rewarded them because of this statement of theirs. Because they readily accepted Islam. They accepted Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. They granted amnesty, safety to the people of Iman. So Allah has rewarded them with jannat, with gardens. In other words, the gardens of Jannah, which will have rivers flowing beneath it. خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا. And they will live forever and ever in these gardens. وَذَلِكَ جَزَاءُ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. And thereafter Allah says, that is the recompense, that is the reward of those who do good. In other words, any person who will come now till the day of Qiyamah, and he will hear the Quran, he will hear the message of Islam, and he will accept and believe, then he will also have a similar reward. On the other hand, those who reject, وَالَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا وَكَذَّبُوا بِآيَاتِنَا. Allah says, those who have rejected, those who have disbelieved, and those who have belied our verses, our signs, أُولَٰئِكَ أَصْحَابُ الْجَحِيمِ. Those will be the inmates of the blazing fire of Jahannam. So this was the incident of Najashi. And we find to this extent Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam honored him, that when the news of his passing reached Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, then he commanded Sahaba radiyallahu anhum in Madina Munawwara to perform Salatul Janaza for Najashi. That was how much it affected Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, because he had granted this support and this assistance in the early days of Islam. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam appreciated this, and we find in these verses his reward in the hereafter has been promised. Allah give us correct understanding. وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين.